Hello, 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 and welcome to GOAT Unlimited podcast, where we talk about all things GOAT. We truly believe that GOATs can make a difference, and that we need to apply wisdom and knowledge to look after these special animals. I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biriwasha, and I'm so delighted about this particular podcast. It's our fifth in a row, and Buzzsprout is going to give us like an achievement kind of a stamp to show that we've done five podcasts. It's a journey, and just like growing goats is a journey too. Growing goats is not like one of those fast, quick deals, as much as it's been made to look like that, you know, amongst the different conversations that we've encountered. And even in literature, you get this sense that they make it look like goats are like a quick silver deal, but that's not the case. You need to apply attention. You need to put yourself deep into doing goats if you're going to get anything from them. At the very least, look after them well. And if you do that, they're going to look well after you. So before we go any further, please hit the like and subscribe button so that you don't miss any future episodes that we're going to be doing. We're trying to do two episodes a week, so you don't want to miss that. Please come back all the time and let's have a conversation about how we can do next generation goat farming. So today we're going to be talking about something very conceptual. It's an idea that I've been toying around with for quite a while, so I want to share this idea with you. And you know, if you have any comments, if you have any contributions that can really help to shape this thing, just drop them in the comment button and let's have a conversation so that we can really polish this thing and make it come to life. So it's something called GOAT Cash. So cash is this simple, I think it's a very simple idea, convert goats into digital money that can be actually used in the physical. So what we know about goats, you know, particularly at the smallholder, rural-based production level, is that goats are definitely some type of cash. You know, one of the reasons why it's so difficult to get goats from farmers is because they recognize that they can easily convert their goats into money, especially when problem times come, or like when there is need for quick cash to pay for something. Like maybe it could be medical fees, it could be school fees, it could be like a funeral. So farmers really know that goats are like a village bank, and I think this whole idea of goats being a village bank is real, particularly when you go out to the outlying areas where money flow is very, very limited. So goats can also be used for like barter trade. They're literally like a bank. So when you have a goat, you have an asset of some sort. Now the problem is how to look after that asset, and we'll talk about that a little later into the podcast, because that's the whole essence of what GOAT Cash is going to be about. So again, what we know is that goats are an asset that can be easily converted into cash to solve family expenses such as payment of school fees and buying of inputs. And that idea is the one that we want to really work on and solidify, so that we can really then turn goats into like smart cash. And we know that, you know, goat marketing and the transportation at the moment is very informal and is very, very, very expensive. So what if we could go to the rural areas, leverage technology, and talk to the farmers, get them to understand about goat production, so that at the very least they're able to produce a goat that is fit for market and that will gain a certain value. And we need the community to agree on the value of a goat. If it's 10 kgs, it's going to be valued at a certain amount. If it's 15 kgs, it's going to be valued at a certain amount. And then if it's 20 kgs, it's going to be valued at a certain amount. And then we come in with an intervention where we actually help the farmers, because we've recognized from the research that, and from the different podcasts that we've done so far, that the farmers generally lack knowledge and the tools and the skills to really raise goats that are fit for market, if you know what I mean. So if we could find a way to get the farmers to really understand what is required to bring a proper goat to market. Okay, say to grow a super Zimbabwean goat in this case. What all the inputs that they require, because this is one of the lacking points in goat farming, that farmers do not have the proper inputs into doing goat farming. So again, leveraging technology, we know that most of the farmers at the very least have got a feature phone. What if we could supply them with information and at the same time be able to track how they're producing their goats, so that we help them and even provide them with like infrastructure, because infrastructure is one of the problematic areas with traditional goat farming in Zimbabwe. Infrastructure is very, very poor, that even if a farmer is working hard, but if their produce or if their goats are staying in very unsanitary conditions, it's very likely that they're going to produce a diseased goat. And we want to be able to avoid that. And one of the ways is to really even go to the farmers and come up with a model, a prototype of a pen, and cost it, and then translate that cost to the farmer, so that they're not just looking at it as something that is coming for free. So that they invest it then in looking after or in maintaining the standards that we give them of how they can produce a goat that is fit for market, and that we will be able to work with in terms of the consumer end. So if a farmer is able to raise a goat to the standards that we will have given them, what it means is that they will be able to earn a certain amount of money which they would not ordinarily get if they were going to just sell their goat as they've done in the past. So we're still working with the concept of the village bank. So how to make the village bank stronger is we'll have to then have clusters of villages working together, people working together to raise certain amounts of goat, because for us as a business, we want to get into an area and be able to collect a certain amount of goats that makes business sense. So by training these farmers, we'd be able then to ensure resilience of the business, but at the same time ensuring that we give a proper income to the farmers themselves, and the proposition is then to establish like a digital bank where farmers are able to then even like track how much worth their goat is. Say at 8 months, they're able to know exactly like, okay, my goat is going to fetch me this amount of money, and if I invest more time and more feed and looking properly after this goat, after 2 months or after 3 months of properly looking after this livestock, is going to be able to fetch me $10 more, for example, then we would have something at work. So this is an idea that is really very much in its formative stage. So I want to hear from you guys what you think about this, and how we can polish it, and how we can make it better, how we can work with you if you're a potential goat producer. Because I think once we can get the model working in Zimbabwe, we're going to be able to really get other farmers from across the continent, even globally, to even like, you know, work with the standards that we'll be putting in place. So we're basically trying to leverage technology to see how we can promote next generation goat farming, 21st century goat pastoralism. This is the essence of the idea, guys. 21st century goat pastoralism. So before I knock out, I just want to encourage you to like and subscribe the God Unlimited podcast, where we are really trying to promote next generation God farming. We truly believe that gods can make a difference, but we need to apply knowledge and wisdom to look after these special animals. And on our podcast, we talk about all things gold, and we're going to be in the future featuring different speakers from around the world, people that have been working on gods for a long time. We want you guys to have the knowledge and understanding to be able to look after gods very well. So for now, I'm checking out. Don't miss out the next episode of God Unlimited podcasts. I love you guys. Checking out. My name is Chief K. Masimba Biruasha, and I'm your host. Thank you, guys. See you next time.